next time, may God richly bless you.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Welcome to the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church, with Bishop Dr. Wayne Thomas and Minister Charistia Thomas.
Amen. Of the House of Praise for Gospel Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. Come on, y'all. Evans.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Who got through with his service Mount Beulah Baptist Church and press this way to come support us. Amen. Just to thank God for Harmony Missionary Baptist Church. We are no strangers. We are family. Amen. 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 Last but not least, we're going to ask that House of Praise covering members stand. Amen. Lady Thomas stand and our children stand. So you can see a remnant of House of Praise. Today. Dr. White, thank you for entrusting us to come and share a word from the Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Make me feel good to see Bishop Meshach Evans come support us. That lets me know they have confidence that I can at least say my ABCs. Amen.
Amen.
There is a word from the Lord in the Old Testament, the book of Joshua. The book of Joshua, the 24th chapter. We want to look at verses 1 and 2, and then we want to close out with verse number 15. The book of Joshua, some older pastors say a book of Joshua.
Yes, sir. Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Book of Joshua, the 24th chapter, and the second verse, and we want to look at that 15th verse. Is that all right?
All right, sir.
Amen. That's what God gave us, amen, for today. If it is your custom to stand, do so at this time. The book of Joshua, 24th chapter, verse 1 and 2, and then we want to look at verse 15. Are we there yet?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. The Bible reads, "And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and called for the elders of Israel, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said unto all the people, Thus said the Lord God of Israel, Your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in the old time, even Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. Verse 15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve.
All right, sir.
Whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Ammonite in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house,
we will serve the Lord. We will, sir.
May the Lord have blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of God's most holy and divine word. You may be seated in the Lord's church. For a little while, I simply want to talk about decide who are we going to serve. Amen.
Amen.
I want y'all to listen at me carefully because this is a prophetic word. First of all, when we serve one another, we should do it in a way as though we are serving God.
All right, sir. All right. Come on.
When God gives us the opportunity to serve in ministry, we must serve wholeheartedly. I don't believe y'all hear me. Because nowadays people want to serve, but they want to serve the way they want to serve.
All right, sir.
But if we are going to serve God, I say God. I didn't say your bank account.
Yeah.
I didn't say the boss on your job.
Right.
I said if we are going to serve the Almighty God. I'm talking about the one who made heaven and earth and all that dwells therein.
All right, sir.
If we're going to serve him, the
we're going to have to learn how to do it with our whole heart. Are y'all with me here?
Yes.
Because when we come, to a crossroad in life, and we have to make a decision in who we're going to serve.
Yes, sir.
We better choose wise. And I don't know about y'all, but I made up in my mind. Amen. I'm going to serve God. I'm going to serve Jehovah God. The one that Jehovah God is. Jehovah God will. Jehovah God will always be. Are y'all with me here? And so, as for me and my house, yes, we are going to serve the Lord. Why, Bishop Meshach? Because me and my household saw our backs against the wall. And it was not our who we know that got us out. It was nobody but God. Are y'all with me? And so that's why we're going to serve God. Because when all else leave you and wave your bye-bye, God promised, I will never leave you nor forsake you. But I will always be right back. Are y'all with me? And so now, we have to learn how to serve God. Because God will never leave you.
All right, sir.
But I've learned, Sister Carol, in his 18 years of preaching now, that things and people will wave you goodbye. But God will always be right there. And not people, but he will make a way out of
no way.
And so we got to serve the Lord. And we got to do it wholehearted.
All right.
And so Joshua now watching, he wrote some parts of the book. But Bible scholars tell us, or suggest Dr. White, that after the death of Joshua, the final text was compiled by others that knew the life of Joshua.
Yes, sir.
So, what's the purpose of the book, preacher? Well, if we look at chapter 1, it establishes Joshua, number one, as a divinely appointed leader.
Yes, sir.
And the successor to Moses. Well, how did God do it? Anytime God get ready to elevate us, God is going to use that man or woman of God in a miraculous way. Watch something. Not to show off, but to show the people that the anointing is on the life of the vessel that you get ready to take up that. Are y'all with me? And that takes me right into the text.
Yeah.
He did it because of the miraculous crossing of the Jordan River. It was God's means of exalting Joshua in the eyes of all Israel. Just like he used Moses.
Yes, sir.
He met Moses at the burning bush. And the bush did not burn.
All right, sir.
Now that was miraculous, but that wasn't the kicker. The kicker was he sent Moses back to Egypt, before Pharaoh, and he used Moses to cross the children of Israel across dry land.
Yes, he did.
You see, so every time God get ready to elevate his people, God have to let the people know in the land that that is the leader that I have my hand on.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all with me here?
Yeah,
and so here, House of Praise. Here, Harmony Missionary Baptist Church. Here, Mount Buick. Here we are. This is the context of this text. Can I help us?
Yes, sir. Help us, sir.
Joshua's statement comes at the end of his life. As he reminded the Israelites of God's faithfulness and their covenant with him. Joshua is not just telling them what to do, but as a leader, he's modeling a commitment he wants them to embrace.
Yes, sir.
In other words, if I'm going to lead, then I have to follow the master leader.
Yes, all right.
The master leader is Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if we're going to lead, we have to lead by example.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all ready?
Oh, yes.
So Joshua was letting the people know God made a covenant with us, with Israel, his chosen people. We have broken the covenant time and time again. Yeah. Come on, now talk to me. We don't do what we're supposed to do always. Come on, raise your hand. Come on now. But thank God for the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ that's on our lives. But Joshua, out of all of that miraculous work he done for God, this is the most powerful statement. It comes at the end of his life when he's at a crossroad. And he's fed up and he's tired. And he's telling the people, now y'all have to make a decision in whom you're going to follow.
All right.
But he said, as for me and my house,
we
are going to serve the Lord.
All right.
Are y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
And so, let us serve the Lord, but serve the Lord. That's right. We're glad.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Because I'm a witness. If we serve the Lord with gladness, amen, that will be joy in our heart.
Yes.
If we serve the Lord with gladness, there will be laughter in our soul.
Uh-huh.
If we serve the Lord with true gladness, there will be blessings in the house.
Yes.
Are y'all with me?
Yes.
And so, how is this relevant today, preacher?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's still true today that under text, we have to make a commitment and hold fast to God. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
And keep our commitment here in Lady Thomas to God and not to me, the pastor.
Yeah. Right.
Because too many times we have members come into church, and I know you love your pastor, and you should love your pastor.
Yes.
You should honor your pastor.
Right.
But you should not love your pastor more than you love God. Because if you don't make a commitment to him, then I'm wasting my time trying to pass you. Do I have a witness here? Because soon as the wind blows the left way, soon as the dust settles, you're going to be out the door. But we need to learn how to make a commitment to God.
Yeah.
Mount Eleb.
Yes, sir.
Next to Shechem. Mm-hmm. He took the people and he went there and he let them, reminded them, the elders. I love this. Their judges, their officers. See, I don't care who we are. Nobody bigger than God. That's why I keep telling them, I hear what you're saying. I was talking to my pastor the other day, and my pastor said, we're not worrying about Trump and the office. God still gonna take care of us, the people of God. So no matter what the White House does, no matter what the judge does, amen, no matter what these people say, God got our back, but he is. We gotta commit to him and him only. Amen. And so I love that Joshua, as a leader, he brought these people the high power and the sin before God and reminded them that God is bigger than them. God is the one that kept them. God is the one that protected them. And God is the one that honored his covenant with them. And they have to make their mind up.
Yeah.
Because now they are a crossroad. And they gotta make up their mind.
Yes, sir.
What they gonna do.
Yes, sir.
And so, two, and Joshua said unto all the people, thus said the Lord God of Israel, your father dwelt on the other side of the flood. In old time, even Terah, the father of Abraham,
yes,
and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. But look at God in his graciousness. Look at God. Joshua's report began by introducing the sovereign God, who is the Lord over all Israel. Mm-hmm. And even though Abraham was in Ur, even though Nahor, God still blessed Abraham, took him out that land, and brought him to a land of Canaan, flowing with milk and honey. And now he is the father of many nations. You see what God does? God knew that he could work with Abraham, and he did. And Abraham went on and did what the Lord told him to do. Abraham didn't know what he would end up. He didn't know he would be a father of many nations. God told him, gave him instructions, and he left Ur and he went on into the land flowing with milk and honey. That's what we're going to have to learn how to do. Make a commitment to God. A lot of people I hear and the broken stores. That's why I be with us. I see a lot of people in the utility office. But I say, oh Lord, in my spirit, mind, Dr. White,
yes,
if they will learn how to make a true commitment to God, God will pay that life. If they will learn how to make a true commitment to God, God will keep them within their job. Have to run from job to job. Amen. Loan company to loan company. Your commitment is in the wrong place. And that's why we're going through some of the things we're going through. But I'm the job when the day I die, get up out of here.